Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
It's time for the news. Here at 720 WGN, and that means we check in with the weather guru himself, and that would be Bill Snyder from WGN TV. Bill, once again, thanks for coming on, and
John, good evening to you. And yeah. You know, weather on the ooze is my favorite part of the week. You know, we're that much closer to the weekend.
Yeah,
we're real close, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
The finish line is near.
and it's a holiday weekend coming up. And,
it is.
You know, it's freezing.
Oh, my goodness. I'll say, isn't it something, John? I mean, really, this is yet again one of these upside-down weather patterns we're in right now. You know?
I read something somewhere today that maybe it's in the East Coast or something that there could possibly be snow.
Well, potentially in the higher elevations. Yeah, there's actually a rare, not unprecedented, but a very rare nor'easter that's moving up through parts of the Northeast, John. So they're dealing with even colder temperatures than we've got and the strong winds to go with it. So as miserable as you think it's been here, it could even be worse. How about that?
So we have a cool stretch recently.
We have. Wow.
Have we broken any chilling records?
You know what, John? No, we haven't. But what's interesting is there is something a couple of key stats that I've identified in this cool spell that we've been in. First of all, yesterday, we had a high of only 52 degrees yesterday. You know, that was our coolest May 21st in 102 years.
It felt like it.
Yeah. I mean, we should be in the low to mid 70s right now. And I mean, we're nowhere close to that. Yeah. Today we warmed a few degrees thanks to some sunshine that emerged this afternoon. Boy, was that a sight to see, because we haven't seen a ray of it the last 2 days. So this was a welcome sight. Frank Wachowski tells us we had about 58% of our sun. So that's certainly nice. But we didn't warm up that much. We did warm up a few degrees from yesterday, but the official high of 58, John, makes this the coolest May 22nd since 1969. So, interestingly, the last 4 days since Monday, we have not had a single high temperature any warmer than 58 degrees, which is quite interesting. I went back and I checked. You know, official weather observations in Chicago have been kept at either Midway or O'Hare Airport since 1942. Prior to that, readings were taken along the lakefront. And of course, you're going to get some cooler readings there due to the wintry chill, lingering wintry chill of Lake Michigan that's still evident. But what's interesting, John, is that if you look at this 4 day string, since 1942, this is the longest string of sub 60 degree high temperatures this late in the month of May we've ever had on record since 1942, which is amazing. So it's a noteworthy cool spell. The previous record was a 3 day string back in 2002. So the fact that we've put together 4 straight days this late in May is a little bit of an anomaly here. So if you think that it's been unusually cool, the numbers don't lie, and they agree with you. It certainly has been. You know, well, temperatures have been some 15 to 20 degrees below normal each day this week.
Ironically, I hear that Iceland is beautiful this time of year.
Isn't that something, John? You know, it's crazy because, you know, we've seen in recent years, we've get these blocking patterns to develop. And, you know, when these blocking patterns set up, it's all about being in the right position for the blocking pattern. So there's been an unusual heat dome that's been sitting over the North Atlantic. So that includes Iceland. It includes Greenland. And what happens is when you get the jet stream to set up in that particular way, the Arctic air in those regions, of course, it's not Arctic by the time it gets down here. Yeah, it's cool, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't call it Arctic air like what we see in the winter. But the cool air that's usually prominent up there, it's allowed to dislodge farther south. And so what's interesting, John, they had a high temperature this week of 80 degrees in Iceland. The warmest temperature has ever occurred in the month of May. So while we're sitting here shivering in the 50s, it was 80 degrees in Iceland due to an unusual blocking pattern, which has set up this unusual warm pool of air that's sitting over the North Atlantic area. So how about that? How about that for a world of upside down weather?
I think they're going to have to take the ice out
out of Iceland. Yeah, yes, for a little while anyway. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing, yeah. John. So yeah, crazy.
So May 2025. Cooler than a year ago?
Sure. Yes. Seeing. And you know what's interesting, John? We were talking a week ago. We had storms traversing the area. We had 90-degree heat. And even we had a high in the upper 80s a week ago tomorrow. But boy, is that a distant memory now. Oh. We've certainly – that seems like it was almost a year ago, for crying out loud. But anyway, yes. So with today's temperature calculation into the equation, John, we're now running about a full degree below normal, which isn't that significant. It's just a minor temperature deficit at this point, but knowing that the temperatures are going to be below normal here for at least the next week, that deficit will certainly grow. But interestingly, if you look at the comparison to a year ago, we're running about 6.6 degrees cooler than May of 2024. So if your perception is that this has been a cooler May compared to last year, your perception is spot on. So, it's interesting. But I do think that, you know, looking at some of our long range models, John, I think that as we get towards the tail end of this month and into the beginning of June, we're finally going to break out of it. So that's, you know, it's just you can't maintain this type of cool weather for this long. You need a couple of factors. You need a wind off the lake, and you need extensive cloud cover and precipitation. And those have all been a factor in our weather this week.
How about this two-word term, drought monitor,
that
you bring up every once in a while? Because
I do.
The last thing I'm thinking about is that we're having a drought.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, John, the USDA, they come out every Thursday with their update, a weekly update on the drought index. And what's interesting is that, you know, we have had some wet weather this week. Going into this week, John, we had only had about 0.3 inches of rain total officially at O'Hare Field. And that was among the three driest since observations began there in 1959. So it was a very dry start to the month. And we ended up receiving about a little over a 0.5 inch of rain at Midway and about 2/3 of an inch at O'Hare, which is welcomed. But we're still running, you know, below normal for the month. We're only at about an inch at Midway and just over an inch so far for the month at O'Hare. And that's only about 30% normal. And interestingly, the folks at the drought with the USDA that came out with the new index today have actually expanded. You know, most of our area a week ago was just classified as abnormally dry. Mm-hmm. The next category up from abnormally dry is moderate drought. And they have categorized much of our area, as I said, has been upgraded into moderate drought. So that's an interesting development. And so that has grown nearly 2 times compared to the area in moderate drought across the state of Illinois a week ago. So, think of it, because we've been so cool. I think that's part of it, John.
And
you know, if we had temperatures in the 80s and 90s, yeah, and we were in this midst of this long dry streak, I think we would start to see it, you know, across our gardens and lawns. But for now, it's kind of masked by the fact that the temperatures have been fairly cool and it's been kind of damp. So, but that'll be something to watch, certainly in the weeks ahead and as we head into summer, John. Because as you know, that time of the year, if you don't start getting rains at a regular interval, we can run into trouble because, to evaporation, we lose about 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches of moisture per week if we don't get any rainfall. So that'll be something to watch.
So is it an urban myth, urban legend that what the Memorial Day weekend is, quote unquote, the beginning of the summer?
Yeah. I don't know who coined that term, John,
yeah,
but it certainly is. We've certainly been using it across our newscasts. It's the unofficial start of summer. And
right,
unfortunately, it's going to feel anything but summer-like this weekend. You know, I will say there is some improvement on the way. I mean, after 4 straight days in the 50s, anything will certainly dwarf the chill that we've had this week. But it does. I think the Chicago beach is open this weekend. I've noticed that my colleagues at the Weather Service, because of the strong northerly winds earlier, had a beach hazard statement due to high waves along the lakefront that have been in the range of upwards of 3 to 5 feet. But my goodness, with the water temperatures as chilly as they are and the air temperatures as cool as they are, anybody that's certainly heading out into the water is I have to question their decisions there, you know, John. It's a little little too chilly for that, and certainly for most of us anyway. But so that's good news that we're heading into that direction. We're heading into summer, John, and then you know, Memorial Day typically kicks that off, although we've got a string of days here that are at least be better than we've had. But we'll be looking at temperatures primarily in the 60s for the next several days, which, again, is below what's normal for this time of the year. We should normally be in the low to mid 70s in late May. And I don't think we're going to get there until probably this time next week or next Friday. So
why aren't we in the 70s?
Please,
Mr. Snyder.
Well, David, you know, it's all related to the jet stream, David. You know, we've kind of got this, this northwesterly flow, and what happens is we get these little troughs that bring in these lobes of cool air out of Canada at regular intervals. And until we're able to kind of shut that off, the real summer-like warmth and heat will be confined to the southern plains, the desert southwest, and across the Gulf Coast into Florida. I mean, I believe it was 103 in Phoenix today, and temperatures in the 90s across, which is not all that unusual, across portions of Texas and, you know, Louisiana, and then, of course, into portions of Florida, too. So that's if you want real summer heat, then you got to head down there. But for us, we'll at least accept the fact that we're going to finally get some sunshine this weekend. It won't be totally sunny the whole weekend, John, but at least partial sunshine will be welcome compared to you know, what we've seen the last few days. So that's good news. I will caution that there will be day-to-day lakeside cooling. So if you're along the lakefront, you're listening to us, and you live near Lake, you know, close proximity to Lake Michigan,
don't plan on throwing out the beach towel.
No beach towels. No, that's going to be put on hold for a little while. So while we're looking at, you know, primarily low to mid 60s inland, temperatures along the lakefront will be more like mid to upper 50s, and that trend will continue even as we head into next week. The only chance of rain that I can see right now in our forecast looks to be later in the day on Tuesday, but up until that point and for the most of the rest of the next 7 days, it looks dry. So if you have any outdoor plans to, you know, get the garden in or plant flowers or anything like that, you know, it looks good to do that.
Thank you very much. And now I can't get the image of David lying on a beach out of my mind.
I'm not sure I can either, but that's, you know.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, John, you too. Have a great weekend, everyone.
I'll talk to you next week.